The Heath by John Clare, read for LibriVox.org by David Barnes. The Heath. Oh, I love the dear wild and the outstretching heath, with its sweet swelling uplands and downs, when I toil up the path till I am half out of breath, while the oakwood the distance embrowns, with the first hues of spring, and the mossy thorn tree shines in its most delicate hue, and the long withered grass reaching up to my knee rustles loud as my feet brushes through, where the firs on the slopes turn from green into gold with their millions of blossoms, and ling blushing red underneath is most sweet to behold, where the woodlark sits pruning her wing. Such a freshness comes round from the wide-spreading air, such a smell from the blossoms beneath, such a beautiful something refreshes me there while I ramble about on the heath. The old hills that for a man's lifetime hath stood unmolested mid brushes and burrs, the worn ways leading along to the wood, and the rabbit tracks into the furze. There naught but a shepherd cries whoop to his sheep, or a herdsman hails hoy to his cows, and the noise of the waggoner trailing the steep while crossing the pudges and sloughs, oft standing to rest them, and then with a smack of his whip driving onward again, while the wood in an echo repeateth the crack, and the load of wood creaks on the wain. Though simple to some, I delight in the sight of such objects that bring unto me a picture of picturesque joy and delight, where beauty and harmony be. Oh, I love at my heart to be strolling along o'er the heath, a new impulse to find, while I hum to the wind in a ballad or song some fancy that starts in the mind. All seems so delightful, and bring to the mind such quiet and beautiful joys, that the mind, when it's weary, like hermits may find a retreat from earth's follies and noise. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.